This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. And we are starting the day with a blah kind of unemployment report. Last week, claims for unemployment were down, but just a bit, by about 3,000. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she's here live, as she is every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us the bigger picture on the new claims data. Should we feel at all optimistic about a jobs recovery?
Not at this stage of the game, unfortunately, although the weekly data is extremely volatile, the trend has been sort of treading water in a place that's not very good for the unemployment rate. We're continuing to see jobless claims well above the 380,000 level. This is nowhere near the 350,000 we need to see the unemployment rate really coming down, and it validates the Fed's actions to target the unemployment rate more directly in terms of their easing.
We've also got some international manufacturing surveys out this morning. What do you see in there?
Well, it really confirms what we've been seeing is where much of the weakness has been in the U.S. economy over the summer was the shining star, which was the manufacturing sector. The manufacturing sector has been weakening of late, losing jobs in the month of August, and we've seen internationally that in China and in Europe, manufacturing activity continued to weaken, and in fact, in China, slipping close to 7% growth, it looks like, in the Chinese economy, 6% is what we consider that hard landing. So although that looks like a strong number, that is bad news for our manufacturers that ship a lot of very heavy equipment to do infrastructure projects into China.
Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.